Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another astounding installment of Weekend Update. From very high above, all the political propagandists and vacuous Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. If you hadn't noticed, it's 16 days until Christmas. 16 days to get all of your holiday gift buying in order. I know, I probably don't have to remind all of you ladies out there, you're far more organized than all of the gentlemen. So, fellas, consider this a friendly public service announcement. Though you may think that waiting until the very last minute is a holiday tradition, it's not. In fact, that's really a stupid idea. So get going. You have a little over 2 weeks and only a couple of Saturdays to pull it off. Anyhow, let's get the program started with a little Christmas music.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Ah, Bing Crosby. In my book, it's either him or Frank Sinatra. I get all sentimental around Christmas. It's almost a tradition in talk radio for the host to play their favorite Christmas music each program, or at least a little bit of it. Who could forget Rush Limbaugh's love affair with Mannheim Steamroller? Not one of my favorites, but to each their own, and it's Rush Limbaugh, so you really can't argue too much with that. But like I said, in the lead up to Christmas, I'll try to play some Christmas music here or there. Who knows? Maybe it'll get our minds off of the Grinch-like behavior coming from some Wyoming politicians and their allies in the Wyoming media. Speaking of which, there's a very distinct line between journalism and propaganda. The old 1828 defines journal as an account of daily transactions and events. So then a journalist is the writer of a journal, someone who reports the daily events as they are. This is what happened. These are the facts. The old 1828 doesn't have an entry for propaganda, but it does have one for propagandism, and that is the art or practice of propagating tenets or principles. That's not exactly on point. So let's take a look at what the Oxford English Dictionary has to say about propaganda, and I quote, "Persuasive mass communication that filters and frames the issues of the day in a way that strongly favors particular interests, usually those of a government or corporation. Also, the intentional manipulation of public opinion through lies, half-truths, and a selective retelling of history." Uh-huh. Who could be responsible for that kind of behavior? Recently, we've all been deluged by a flurry of political articles, op-eds, and some political pontificating on behalf of the cowpie. Now, before you err and accuse me of just picking on the cowpie, the Red Star really doesn't care about Wyoming politics anymore, unless it specifically relates to abortion. Now, every once in a while, you'll see an op-ed by one of our elected officials. But other than that, they really don't have any of their staff covering the ins and ongoings of Wyoming politics. I assume when the legislative session kicks off, that'll change. But for right now, it's just the cow pie. In researching today's broadcast, I found an interesting entry in the Oxford Research Encyclopedia of Communication. Now, the entry is entitled Propaganda and Journalism. And I quote, "Journalism's proximity to the political world, and at the same time its obligation to bring independent and impartial scrutiny to that world, creates a set of contradictions and opens cracks where propaganda can get a foothold. In the political world, truth is to a large degree subjective and irreducible to facts. Journalistic practices that equate truth to a collection of facts, without questioning of why these particular facts are chosen and how they are presented, introduce various biases that amount to propaganda. Subtle suggestions based on facts and faulty interpretations that do not follow from facts make propaganda truly dangerous because it is hidden behind ideologies of a free and objective press. With the growing mastery of media technology, propaganda is becoming an even more formidable force, perhaps easier to detect, but more difficult to combat." End quote. The key sentence in that is, subtle suggestions based on facts and faulty interpretations that do not follow from facts. This week, Leo Trotsky Wolfson has written two pieces that have drawn my ire. The first one is from December 5th, entitled Wyoming GOP Prepares for Divided and Possibly Expensive 2024 Elections. The headline of the article is probably true. Most political analysts in Wyoming, including yours truly, are expecting the 2024 election to be one of the most expensive in the state's history. That's to be expected. When the stakes of politics go up, so too does the price. The third sentence in this political diatribe, the first of which that is not a run-on sentence, I can't vouch for the cowpie's grammar, is, and I quote, "The Wyoming Freedom Caucus is made up of the party's more hardline conservatives, while the Wyoming Caucus is considered to be more moderate Republicans," end quote. Trotsky uses two terms to define the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. It's either hardline conservatives or his particular favorite, right wing. Now, before I give you some actual facts, things that the Wyoming media is completely unfamiliar with, let's take a quick break for an obnoxious profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or maybe a gigantic warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but it's cold outside. And one of the most important things that you can ever have in your vehicle is a winter survival pack. You never know when you might slide off the road and get buried in a snowbank. In those situations, it's critically important that you take care of your feet, and the best way to do that is to get a pair of really warm socks from the Buffalo Wool Company. I'm telling you, my friends, these are the warmest socks that I've ever worn. To get you a pair, go to their website, thebuffalowoolco.com. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed. If you're looking for a realtor and you want one that you can trust, and you absolutely do, you can't do any better than Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. She's lived in Jackson for over 20 years, and she's got her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market. Last year, she sold $25 million worth of property. So if you're buying or selling, give Rebecca a call. Again, her phone number is 307-699-3519. You're going to start hearing some political advertisements on the program. We've got an election coming up, and there's a number of candidates that need to advertise. So here's the first one.
Raise the one for you and me. Cheer his name so happily. R-A-S-N-E-R. What's his name? Reed Razor. R-A-S-N-E-R.
So if you're running for office and you want to advertise on Cowboy State Politics, shoot me a message. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. I've got really competitive rates, and let's be honest, if you want to talk to Wyoming conservatives, you probably need to do it on this program. And now, back to why Trotsky Wolfson is no different than your everyday run-of-the-mill political propagandist. It's true, in the Wyoming House of Representatives, there are two distinct groups of Republicans. There are 26 solidly conservative members, some of whom make up the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. Contrary to what Trotsky wants you to believe, in over 50 articles that he's written, just because you're a conservative does not mean that you're a member of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus. In fact, among the top four conservative members of the House of Representatives, two of them are not members. But that's neither here nor there. This morning, we're talking about the propaganda produced by the political pontificating of the cowpie and Leo Trotsky Wolfson. He uses the terms right-wing or hardline synonymously in his writing. Logically, if there is a right-wing to the Republican Party in Wyoming, it follows that there is a left wing. But not a single time has Trotsky ever banged out the phrase left-wing Republican in any of the articles that he's ever written for the cowpie. Like I said, it follows if you're going to have a right wing, you have to have a left wing. There's a yin for a yang and a dark for a light. But not if you write for the cowpie. Instead, Trotsky opts for the word moderate. Now, I have a question. What is so moderate about voting with the Democrats over 80% of the time? Is that moderate in any way? It would probably help if we knew what the term moderate actually meant. The old 1828 defines moderate as literally limited, restrained, temperate, observing reasonable bounds in indulgence, limited in quantity, not excessive or expensive, not extreme in position, placed in between extremes, holding the mean or the middle place. Now we're getting somewhere. In the middle, or in between the two extremes. So in terms of voting, you would expect a moderate to side with the Democrats just as often as they side with the Republicans. 50-50, as it were. The problem is that none of the people that Trotsky calls moderates do that. Far from it. In fact, the three people that Trotsky talks to the most about the Wyoming caucus, Poisonberry Crago, drag show Clark Stith, and former Redcoat Speaker of the House Steve Harshman, voted with the Democrats 84% of the time, 86%, and 87%, respectively. An average of 86% Democrat. Now, I don't know about you, but if it looks like a Democrat and talks like a Democrat, votes like a Democrat, and smells like a Democrat, it's a Democrat. But not according to Trotsky Wolfson. That makes you a moderate Republican. Even Liz Cheney is more conservative than these three folks. If we go strictly by the definition in the old 1828, the moderate in the Wyoming House of Representatives is conservative Representative Tommy Strock, an actual member of the Freedom Caucus. In the 2023 legislative session, Representative Strock voted 49.88% of the time with the Democrats. She's the one that is directly in the middle. Now, how did Webster put it again? Oh, yeah, placed between extremes, holding the mean or the middle place. So if Tommy Strock is one of the most conservative members of the House of Representatives, and she absolutely is, and she still votes with the Democrats 49.88% of the time, that means that the folks Trotsky is calling moderates really are to the far left extreme. And if we're drawing on facts and actual data, as journalists and not propagandists are supposed to do, the Wyoming caucus, or Trotsky's moderates, really are members of the Democrat Party. They're just incapable of spelling the word Democrat. Either that, or they're just political opportunists that know if they're honest with their constituents that none of them will get reelected. Now let's get back to that definition of propaganda for a minute. You remember that whole part that said, quote, the intentional manipulation of public opinion through lies, half-truths, and the selective retelling of history, end quote. Do you remember that part? Back in Trotsky's article, he quotes an op-ed written by none other than Landon Brown. By the way, it's been 1,052 days since Landon Brown agreed to an interview on cowboy state politics and then didn't show up. But I digress. He says, quote, around 50% of the state tends to be Republicans that have strong beliefs that are held in a very conservative ideology. And around 50% of Wyoming's Republicans hold strong beliefs that align closer to the days of old or Reagan-style politics, end quote. Now, that was Landon Brown saying that, but Trotsky used it in his article without pointing out that all of Trotsky's moderates bear no resemblance whatsoever to Ronald Reagan. Let me give you an example. Can you imagine any of these redcoats, Barry Crago, Clark Stith, Steve Harshman, or Trotsky himself, actually believing this?
Try shrinking the size of government before you shrink the size of our paychecks.
Right now, all of those people that I just mentioned are actively pushing a plan that will create yet another huge state entitlement. That is universal pre-K, and they're trying to push it on you by saying that's their conservative commitment to Wyoming. Here's my current favorite from Redcoat Steve Harshman.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
Oh, tax cuts only help the rich. So clearly he wouldn't agree with this Rinaldus Magnus soundbite.
Our opponents are openly committed to increasing your tax burden. We are committed to stopping them.
Nope, definitely not that one. In fact, Redcoat Steve Harshman's Revenue Committee passed a bill that would create four more classes of property taxes. Why? So they could monkey with the entire property tax system. Yeah, I don't think Ronald Reagan would have been in favor of that one either. So in other words, my friends, the selective rewriting of history is that all of these folks that Trotsky calls moderates, which we already know that they're not, that they are the Reagan Republicans. And that couldn't be further from the truth. The data shows that. And that's not even saying anything about their policy proposals. I could go on for hours about their dumb, so-called conservative commitment to Wyoming. None of these folks are even capable of coming up with something conservative. Their history shows that. And no matter how much selective retelling of history Trotsky writes for the cowpie doesn't change the facts of how they have voted, what they have said, and what they want to do to Wyoming citizens. So one more time, let's look back at the definition of propaganda. Persuasive mass communication that filters and frames the issues of the day in a way that strongly favors particular interests. That, my friends, is Leo Trotsky to a T. It would be very difficult for Trotsky's moderates to be any further to the left than they already are. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of Weekend Update. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday. Don't forget to please subscribe and follow the program. That way you can be notified every time there's a new installment of Cowboy State Politics. You can also visit the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you'll find everything about the show. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.